The sister-in-law of a man who was forced to dig his own grave before being brutally murdered has described how she is now scared to sleep in the dark. David James Lothian and James Taylor Webby stabbed, stripped and buried Alex Latimer in Hawke's Bay in September last year. The two men were today sentenced to life imprisonment for his murder. Anusha Bradley was at the High Court in Napier and filed this report. And just a warning, some of the details in her report are disturbing. We advise audience discretion.
30-year-old Alex Latimer was a small-time drug dealer. On the evening of September 30th last year, he was lured to a rural Hawke's Bay property on the pretense of a drug sale. Justice Dobson described how his killers then pounced on him.
He was then set upon by both of you, beaten about the head and forced around the side of the house and then around to the back of the property. He was hit with a shovel as he was dragged to the rear of the property. Once you had dragged Mr. Latimer around to the back of the house, Mr. Lothian, you directed Mr. Webby to hit him again with the shovel, and Mr. Webby, you did that, hitting him over the back and the head. Mr. Latimer went quiet, and a shovel was then thrown at him, and he was ordered to dig his own grave.
Justice Dobson described how Alex Latimer died from stab wounds and blunt force trauma as his family members sobbed in the packed public gallery.
The stab wounds resulted in a number of injuries in his right lung, plus one of the large veins draining into his heart and his liver. Injuries to his head had caused some bleeding on the brain, and he had fractures on the left side of his sixth and seventh ribs.
Mr. Latimer was first buried in a shallow grave before his killers moved him to a deeper one 10 metres away. His sister-in-law, Megan Latimer, described the impact of his death on her and her husband.
Nightmare invade and plague my nights while my husband tries to avoid sleep altogether. I fear being alone in the dark, the still and empty space that leaves room for evil to dwell. I refuse to sleep with the lights off. In fact, I leave as many lights on as I can in a pathetic attempt to make believe that Alex is not killed.
Justice Dobson urged Alex Latimer's killers to read the other victim impact statements from his family.
Your limited dealings with Mr. Latimer may only have been in the context of drug dealing, but clearly he had another life in a close-knit family where he gave and received considerable love and support. And your brutal killing of him was entirely unprovoked.
Lothian and Webby's lawyers both argued a sentence of life imprisonment without parole was too harsh for people as young as them. Crown Prosecutor Steve Manning said a life term with a minimum non-parole period of 20 years for 27-year-old Lothian and a slightly lesser term for 24-year-old Webby was justified.
And I say that, sir, in the context of what can only be described as a brutal and callous murder. Sadly, sir, as Your Honour has read, one of the most disturbing aspects of this case is that there was an element of premeditation such that the victim knew he was going to die well in advance of him dying.
Justice Dobson agreed with the Crown, which said a two-year discount was appropriate for the guilty pleas before trial. He sentenced Lothian to life imprisonment with a minimum non-parole period of 20 years for his leading role in the attack. With a history of violent crime, he was also issued with a third and final warning under the three strikes law. Webby was also sentenced to life with a minimum non-parole period of 17 years and 9 months. In a statement on behalf of Alex Latimer's family, the police say they're happy with the outcome today and it brings some degree of closure for his family. In Napier for Checkpoint, Anusha Bradley.